Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and all those ships out at sea. This is Southcars, the South Coast Amateur Radio Service. This net is conducted under the guidelines of the Southcars organization and further follows the rules outlined in FCC Part 97 and good amateur practice. The Southcars server is supplied by the Great Lakes Reflector System, provided by KB8ZGL, and all contacts and requests for information will be handled through the net control. When contact with another station is made, please move off this system and establish your contact direct so the net may continue. Your net control for this evening is going to be Kathy, K6SUN. Now, I'm losing my voice, so stand by one. I've been having some upper respiratory problems here the last couple of days. And her backup is going to be Gary, KC2RMO up there in Syracuse. So I'm going to cut it short here, Kathy, and turn it over to you. Let you get things started. I'm looking forward to this net tonight. KY6V, over.
Well, thank you so much, Gordon, and hopefully that cough will go away for you very shortly. But welcome tonight, everyone, everywhere, and thanks, Gordon, for the introduction to this evening's program, and thanks so much for all of your hard work on that website, and we'll talk about that very soon. Let me drop it here for just a moment. You know, some of us have designed our own recipes, as some are from parents and wives or husbands. So we ask that you share this evening. You know, do you have recipes other than food? You know, I received one from Mike up there in Maine. It's worked quite well. It's about mosquito repellent. You know, think about this. And we're going away from food for just a moment. It's summertime, and that means spending time outside. However, there's nothing more frustrating than cracking open a beer and immediately realizing you are being eaten alive by mosquitoes or those darn pesky flies that will not stay out of your beer. Did you know that studies have shown drinking beer increases your mosquito sexiness by 15%? Did you know a mosquito can smell that CO2 being released from over 50 feet away? So the solution is fermentation. I have a website that Mike offered and gave to me, and it's, if you're interested in it, we'll most definitely send it your direction, but it actually helps quite a bit. So, are you looking for some new recipes? Let me tell you how I do that. But we do have some great suggestions and recipes we will share with you on request, but however, once again, we ask you to check our website. So, why do we even need a recipe? Well, when cooking, recipes are important for a couple reasons. One is for baking items, if an order is needed, and making sure ingredients are accurate. Another is recipes are someone else's creations, and they work for them, so try them. Baking is a science and has a formula. You thought, well, I don't need to write it down. I'll remember it. Someone has asked for your creation, wants a copy. Oops, you never wrote it down, and it may not taste the same unless you have done correctly. So standardized recipes ensure consistency and quality to your guests. Let me pause for just a moment. You may hear this once or twice in school, or maybe elsewhere. Then you'll hear it a million times. The recipes are just a guideline that will allow you to make a particular end product using a logical start to the finish process. Properly written, a good recipe will tell you what products you need, their amounts, the sizes that they need to be cut, the techniques you need to perform, the correct sequence of events, and any special equipment you may need. Get into the habit of reading, understanding, and clarifying any questions that you may have prior to walking into that kitchen and doing that recipe. So, a simple definition for you of a recipe. It's simply a set of instructions that describe how to prepare or make something, especially a culinary dish. It's also used in medicine or mosquito repellent, like I said. So, How about recipe books? I decide to cook some food tonight. I do not have that favorite recipe. I go to my cookbook, or I go online, or I go to the cookbook that Gary, that's my backup, KC2RMO and his wife, sent to Gordon and I as a wedding present. Let me pause here for a moment. You will be amazed with what I find. However, we all have favorite recipes, and we hope those that have shared those recipes will be with us tonight. By the way, Gordon, KY6V, who actually is losing his voice this evening, has compiled all the recipes, and you will see those listed if you click on the breaking news page on our website. So, I was going to call on Gordon to share that with us, but I'm going to let his voice rest for just a moment. But guys and gals out there, talk to us tonight about your favorite recipes, your favorite experiences. Cooking, is it indoors? Is it outdoors? Maybe you just want to say hi. We want to hear from you. You know, I love to cook, and I like making new creations. I like chicken Alfredo, Gordon likes steak. I like shrimp. I like salads. I like chicken. And Gordon likes anything with pasta and rice. And on it goes. So that's enough for me. I want to hear from you. But I'm going to first of all call on someone way across the seas who I've heard about a little bit about this evening and call on him because it's late. MM3LVQ. I have two recipes that you've sent and I'd like you to share with us. But I have a question for you, Robert. What's a gram as far as measurements here in the United States? If you don't know, I'll check it out. But MM3LVQ, come aboard and share with us about your barley, I believe, and your dumpling recipe. And thanks for being here tonight.
Well, good evening, Scott. Good evening, Kath, Gordon, everybody else that's on here. I think Vic's in here as well. Well, I'll give you my weather forecast, Kath, before I get any weather further. It's 61 Fahrenheit, which is 16 Celsius, dropping down to 56 is 13 Celsius. 10% chance of rain, and the humidity is 88, and wind is from the east, northeast, 5 to 10 mile an hour. Just bring that in. And yes, getting back to recipes. I've actually got three recipes. I didn't send you one of them. Which we call Scots broth, which contains of barley, that's pearl barley, lentils, orange and yellow, potatoes or tarties or whatever you want to call them, leeks, onions, and a small piece of turnip. It all depends what you want, if you want a swede turnip or whatever, but what I actually do is, I like mine kind of thick. I don't like a running soup. I like to get something that sticks to my ribs when it goes down. But what I usually do is, just use my usual recipe, barley, peas, lentils, whatever I've got here. Put a leek. I've no idea anything about the election. I'll not find out until tomorrow. So, the bit is, I've just got Dick on Skype just now. Getting back to the recipe, fling everything into the pot. Cut your potatoes up into, all depends how big they are. Well, we'll say quarter them, and quarter them again. Don't have them too big. Your carrots, dice them or slice them or whatever you want to do. Barley, peas and lentils are usually put into the pot and steep overnight. I'll drop it for a minute. First thing in the morning, get up and start making the soup. At that time the barley, the beans, the lentils are all nice and soft with a wee touch of salt and pepper. Then I put it onto the stove, cook it and start adding carrots, leeks, turnips and potatoes. I then stand and watch it so that I don't burn it. And that is the soup, which is very tasty in a nice, cold, frosty morning, or dinner time or evening, whenever you like it. But the other one is the gluten dumpling, which has got quite a lot in it. It has, well, you can make it either way, whatever way you want. I just kind of mind it off the top of my head. If you'd like, you'll get it on the website. But that's the soup anyway. I'm going to take a break and we'll hand it back to you, Jack. This is Mike Free, Lima, Victor Quebec, White Circle, Scotland.
Oh, thank you so much, Mr. Scotland, for sharing your recipes with us. And yes, they are on the website. Gordon took a, you know, I gave him all the recipes that I had collected, and he actually put them on the website, and they are there. If you click on Breaking News, you'll see yours there, Robert. But I was going to ask you about the election as well. I just finished watching the nightly news, and I was not aware that 16-year-olds could vote over there. So that was something they were saying. They had a classroom where they showed students that voted yes and the students that voted no. And some of them said they wanted to go down in history. So keep us posted on that election, because that is quite something interesting for us. You know, Robert, we thank you for being here and sharing those two recipes with us, but you didn't answer my question about the grams. I know on one of your recipes you told us the ounces and that. Do you have any idea what the 1 gram equals in measurements, like a teaspoon or a tablespoon? And I'll throw it back to you, Mr. Scotland, Mr. Robert, and see if you have a clue on that.
Kath, to tell you the truth, I don't really bother about measurements. Everything, as you said earlier on, or Gordon said earlier on, everything's up in my head. I know exactly what I'm doing, what I put in it, and all the rest of it. Grams, millimeters, I don't measure anything. I just take my eye and go, that's enough, fling it in. But I will say one thing about the soup. I do like my barley. So the barley, the peas and the lentils is usually about a cup full of each. That's a teacup of each. But I always use an extra half cup full of barley in the soup. I like it nice and thick. So weights and measures, calf, no odds. Just one of those things. I've been doing it too long, stuck in the back of my head, and I just do it myself.
Well, thank you, Robert. And that, you know, is quite true. If you've been doing a certain recipe for so long, you don't need that recipe. I always like to try something new, though. So I usually check it out, you know, check out websites. I'll check out cookbooks in case I want to try something new. And if it doesn't please Gordon, I don't do it again. But one of the recipes I will share is about my chicken wings. I don't need to, it's up in my head, I've memorized it. But, you know, I used to, Robert, make chicken soup. And I would take the bones from, you know, the chicken wings and the chicken breast, any bones I had, put them in a crock pot, you fill it with water, and you let that in that crock pot, I think sometimes for 8 hours, all day. And, you know, it gets you that broth, and then you just add the noodles and carrots and celery and onions, anything else. And I haven't done that in a while, so maybe I'll have to think about doing that. When you talk about weather, it's getting slightly a little bit cooler. You know, I think it's about 84 right now. We had a high of 86. Usually it's in the 90s, a low tonight of a 73, but I can feel the chill in the air a little bit. You know, it is getting cooler, but not probably as cool as some other areas. So thank you, Mr. Robert, and I hope that you'll stay as long as you can to listen to some of our recipes. But do check out the website. You know, they're all there. And do let us know about that election as well. So I'm going to break with you, Robert, and I'm just going to make a general call out there. to anyone anywhere who'd like to respond to us this evening about recipes. Tell us about your favorite recipe. Tell us how you do it. Do you enjoy cooking outdoors, indoors? We have quite a few recipes, and I'll try to call on those that we have who are connected this evening. But how about just some general check-ins they'd like to share with us this evening? Remember, food recipes, mosquito, any other recipes you want to share with us. So let me just throw it out there to our general audience. I ask for suffixes, please, and I ask you to call now.
DC and a J.
The former best friend that a mosquito ever had, RMO.
Well, thank you, gentlemen. Richard, it's been a long time, and Gary, I see you bouncing in and out. Let me tell you what happened to me this evening when we talk about mosquitoes. This was not mosquitoes. I don't know about Michigan, don't know about New York, but fire ants in Florida are something to watch out for. They are very, very little. You can't see them. They have hills all over the place. So guess what? I went out when I got home, decided to water my hanging plants. All of a sudden, I felt something that felt like I had stepped on something sharp. And guess what was all over my feet was those little fire ants. And guess what? I have blisters all over my feet. So I'm not sure. I think I'd rather have the mosquitoes rather than those fire ants. So with that, I'm going to pick you up first. Dick, how are things up in the state of Michigan? Is it getting cool yet? Is it time for you to have that chili and that soup? Why don't you share with us what you like to cook, maybe what your wife likes to cook, or any favorite recipes, or maybe how you cook these recipes. But thank you, Richard, for being here this evening. It's been a long time since we've heard you on the net. So KA8, DC and a J, come aboard.
Well, thank you there. Thank you there, Kathy. We appreciate that. And Robert invited me. I didn't know about it. And yesterday I was talking to him, and he actually emailed me about a half hour ago and to remind me. And I have a big note up here in, above the computer, South Cars, Thursday, 7 p.m. So we wanted to do it. We tried to check in a little earlier, and I had a router. I had to reset the router. But, yep, that I know the recipe, Robert. He had already told me yesterday what the recipe was he was going to do. And, you know, it's funny. My wife and I are rather spastic. And I was helping somebody today and hauling some stuff in my truck. And we were going to have a homemade macaroni and cheese with ham. She'd taken ham out, and on the way home, we got talking about supper, and she says, "Boy, you know what I got to make sometime is, and it's so simple, hamburger gravy, hamburger, meatloaf, some kind, I don't know how she does it, cream sauce, and a whole bunch of spices, and put them over mashed potatoes." And so we kind of forgot the macaroni and cheese, and I said, "Well, why not tonight?" And she says, "Hey," she says, "Okay, sounds good to me." But I'm going to do the only recipe that I personally have. I think I better buy a minute, though, before I do it so I don't time out. So, Kathy, give me just a second while I disconnect and come right back. Okay. Now, this recipe that I have is I have a Rolodex with all of my phone numbers in it. And in that Rolodex, I have one recipe. My wife, mom and dad used to be out in Oregon. And, of course, after my daughter got married, they were in North Dakota and South Carolina, which they are now. And when my wife would go to visit, this was one of my favorite recipes that I made. And it's fried rice. We had this just last week. I was talking to a guy on the repeater, and we got talking about stuff. And he mentioned he was he was going to go to the Chinese restaurant and get some fried rice. And I said, hey, man, I can't wait to get home. I'm going to ask my wife to make some. And she did. But very simple. I'm just going to go through this real fast. I didn't set a timer, so I don't want to time anything out. Fried rice. You cook your rice. 2 or 3 cups of it. You take a pan, and you put 3 spoons of butter in it. You cut up a small onion, and you cook it until it's kind of transparent. You beat 3 eggs. You put it in with the onions, and you cook it until the eggs are done. Not dry, but done. Then you add rice, 2 to 3 cups, plus 3 or 4 tablespoons of water. You get it all mixed up together and hot, and then you eat it. Oh, you have to add a little bit of soy sauce and salt and pepper, too. You know, whatever spices you happen to like. But that's the only recipe in my Rolodex, and that's really about the only one that that I used to cook by myself. Back to you, Kathy, K6SUN, and greetings there to Mr. Gordon, KA8DCJ, back to you.
Well, Richard, thanks so much for sharing that. I make fried rice as well, and I cook the rice just like you say. But before I do that, I put bacon in a fry pan or just a pan and cook the bacon. And I put the rice in the drippings from the bacon. And then I just crumble up that bacon, put that in with the rice. I take those little scallions, you know, those little onions, cut those up, and do just what you say. The soy sauce is what makes it brown, and it's actually excellent. It's actually excellent. But please send me that recipe for fried rice to my email address, and it's my call sign with a 01@gmail.com, and it's actually on QRZ, because I'd like to keep that in my Rolodex as well. So thank you, Richard, for letting us know that. You didn't tell us what the weather was up like there in Harrison and up in your area. It's got to be start to be getting cold. I think the last time I talked to my son, he's sort of in Kalkaska, but he now lives in Rapid City. And he said it was getting a little cool. Talked to one of my students today who's up in Ohio, and she says it's 65 and she's bundled up, but she's from Florida. So tell me, how cold is it up there in Michigan?
Well, I'm going to make you homesick. I'll make you homesick there, Kathy. We're due for a real heavy frost tonight. It's been in the 40s at night, 30s, mid-30s to upper 30s, the low 40s. But tonight they're talking about a real heavy frost. But we had a beautiful day today, up in the 60s, and I know what you mean about fire ants when I go to South Carolina, which I'll be doing on October the 10th, I'll be leaving. I fight them all the time. I'm out looking for them all the time because I have 2 little great-grandchildren that like to play out in the backyard and in the front yard. And like you said, you can't see them. You have to really be looking for them. And they can be awful, awful painful. So I do. I'm watching for them constantly. But I'd rather be where you are right now. And I think the weather is going to be very, very severe again this winter. Last year was one of the hardest winters in many, many years. And they're talking about the same thing. But I am going to look at it from South Carolina. So back to you, Kathy, KA8DC, Anna J.
All right. Thanks so much, Richard, for sharing that. You know, you talk about those fire ants. I'll tell you, this is the second time I've been bitten by those. The last time was all the way up my legs and around my ankles, and the blisters were so severe. I got the blisters right now. That happens very fast. And I think it was only three or four of these ants. They were so dinky. And I said, how could I do this? Because I'm always watching. But, you know, I was out there in the grass because, you know, it was very nice out there. And when I started to feel those just like sharp little needles, I knew something was happening. But homesick for the 40s and the 30s, no, Richard, not at all. That's why I'm down in Florida. It has been very hot down here in Florida this summer and fall. It's been in the 90s and the 95s, and it's starting to cool down. They're very, very comfortable. I'm not sure if I'm ready for the 30s and the 40s. I think, actually, you'd probably have to bundle me up an awful lot to be in that weather. But thanks for sharing that with us. And, you know, before I go on to Gary, and he's already told me about the frost warning in New York, let me pause for a moment, and I want to share, when you talked about hamburger, something, you know, a recipe that I have used. So let me pause for a moment. All right, this is called, I call it hamburger bean cups. I take the hamburger and probably mix it with some breadcrumbs and some other ingredients and makes a little cup. And you put that cup in like a cookie sheet. But inside that cup, you put green beans mixed with mushroom soup. And you bake that. And I tell you, it's absolutely delicious with the mushroom soup and the beans and just a very simple cup. And I'm probably going to have to do that very shortly. So, Dick, hopefully you'll stay connected. I know Robert is still there, but it's getting late for him. But if you want to check out our website, don't forget to do that. All those recipes are on there. And I do see a couple news stations connected. So we hope that you'll come aboard, both you, Bill, and both you, David. And thanks for being here. And Bill, actually, a couple of your recipes are on the website. So we hope that you'll share that with us. But let me call on my backup, KC2RMO, from Syracuse, New York, where he says they're under a frost warning. He's actually shared a couple really neat recipes, and I think you'll love this. If you like Egg McMuffins and McDonald's, you'll absolutely love one of them that he shared with us. So, Gary, what would you like to talk to us this evening about, recipes? Hopefully you and Stephanie are not getting worn out with those classes, but maybe she's there and like to share something with us, too. Thanks for being my backup, but I'm going to call on you, a KC2RMO. Hopefully you won't be bouncing off like I saw you, but thanks for being here, and come aboard and share something about those recipes.
Well, thanks, Kath, and I was bouncing in and out there, and actually I'm going to bounce out on purpose when I get done with this segment. We had some crazy stuff going on earlier, and my normal setup wasn't working, which is why I'm on the iPad right now, and I don't even know what this sounds like because this is the new iPad, and I didn't set the thing up, so hopefully this is coming through okay. But I want to get back to the normal setup, so I'm going to log off and log back in. So when you see me go away, I'll be coming back in. Probably, this doesn't even show the dash L, so you should see the dash L when I come back in. But hello, everybody, and it's great to be back on again. And we've got some great recipes, and we got frost, too. Oh, my goodness, we've got frost. You know, I Kathy's got fire ants. We've got frost. I think I'll take the frost. I don't know if I want to. But I don't think I want to deal with those fire ants. Fire ants and gators. I don't know. It's not a good combination. But we are getting frost tonight, at least in the counties north of the city. I'm just going to buy a nickel for them. I don't think we're going to see anything in the city right now. We've got 53 right here in the city proper, and this is about as proper as the city gets. Is right over here. But I expect we'll probably be in the in the low 40s, but up in Sligo County, it's a whole different deal, and I think they're probably going to be getting some frost in some places. But recipes, my goodness, that's what this is all about. It's not about a weather report. We've got some good stuff. You know, when you're married to one of the great cooks of the Western world, you get exposed to some great recipes. And what Kathy was talking about was there's a wonderful recipe that Gordon has so graciously put up on the website It is just that. It's for freezer egg McMuffins. You make these kids up in advance. You wrap them up. You put them in your freezer. And when you're hungry for something good for breakfast, you just plunk it in the microwave and away you go. It's as easy as that. And I'll tell you, I eat these things and enjoy these things like crazy. They are just great. Just to run it down, to get specific, it's just eggs, salt and pepper, some English muffins, some sharp cheddar, some deli ham, and you wrap them up. But you do need one special piece of equipment, and I'd never heard of this before, but it's a thing called a ramekin. At first I thought that was like some sort of a marketing thing for kids, it's like ramekin, oh, new ramekin. Mom, can I get a ramekin? They're like a little cup type dish thing that you bake in. It's very hard to describe. It's just a little bowl. Ramekin, and that's what you prepare your eggs in. So you'll have to get some of those. But other than that, it's pretty straightforward. So check out the recipes on the site. And more to come later. I'm going to turn it back to the net. This is KC2RMO. Back to you, Kath.
All right. Thank you, Gary. And actually, those ramekin, everyone, is at Walmart. You can get them there. They're just little cups. And you put your egg in that. And actually, I've done his recipe. Had them whenever I wanted to bring that out, take it to school and put it in the microwave. And I didn't have to go to McDonald's to get them. So they were actually very, very great. And I don't know, Dick is still there, but one great thing in the state of Michigan for anyone up there is called pasties. And I just love making those. I make them quite often down here. They're probably not unique like they are up there. But that was one of the recipes I'll probably share, and it's on the website. But I'm actually going to make some of those very shortly here, and probably this weekend. So thank you, Gary, for being there. And actually, I think you're still there, and you can bounce out and come back. That's fine. But you talk about gators, and I'll share something with you. Actually, Gordon saw a gator here, I believe, maybe this past week. I don't know if it was that big. Its head was probably bigger than its body, but I think he said he saw it swimming down the canal. And Miss Cuddles is out there usually looking for anything that moves, so I'm not sure if she saw it or not, but she sure keeps track of those little lizards we have. We have them anywhere from, I think, 1 inch all the way up, and they're all over the place, and they really drive her nuts. So, with that, that was the end of my short list, but I do see a lot of you connected, and I'm going to call on someone who I know is connected who had a recipe, or a couple of recipes, and let's see if we can have him come aboard and share some of those. And that is you, Bill, VE3MEW. I thank you for being here tonight. We had a lot of recipes from your mother. These were way back when we did the South Cars for Dining with South Cars several years back. I still have all those, and I still have those recipes. But if you want to share some others, you're more than welcome to, and we'd sure like to hear from you this evening. So VE3MEW, hopefully your weather is not too bad up there, but if Gary's under frost and Dick's under a frost, I'm sure you're probably the same. So come aboard, share with us tonight about recipes, and tell us, of course, about the weather up there. VE3MEW. Come aboard, Bill.
Hi, this is VE3MEW. Good evening, Kathy. Thanks for giving me a shout there. Appreciate that. Nice of you to do that. Weather, oh my goodness. Well, if you were to go outside right now, you'd definitely want a warm jacket on, because it's really chilly. We got a bit of a northwest wind, and it's quite cool. By tomorrow morning when I go out with the dog at about 6 o'clock, temperature's going to be down about 1 degree or in that neighborhood. And we definitely have a frost warning for tonight. All of Ontario, right from Windsor right clean across to Ottawa and Kingston and the Montreal area, all the way up through past Sudbury, North Bay. It's all under a frost warning. So that's where the weather's going for the time being. I don't really mind it, though, to tell you the truth. It's kind of refreshing. And my dog loves it. Oh, she ever get frisky. She's jumping and running and having a grand old time. She's much better than when it's, you know, 30 degrees in the summer there. She likes the winter. But she's really shedding a lot of fur right now. Oh, getting Marge really upset. I go around the house picking it up and brushing her, and it's still coming out. She's got long fur to start with, and she's getting ready to get her winter coat, so she's really getting rid of some in a hurry. Yeah, we have a bunch of standard recipes up here that we like, and don't get to get them all the time, once in a while. Depends on the mood of the people here who do most of the cooking. Sometimes I'm known to do some cooking for myself, such as make up a bunch of tea biscuits or something from Mum's tea biscuit recipe. They're really versatile. You can do so much with them. The only problem is that when they're fresh right out of the oven and warm, oh boy, how do you leave them alone? I don't know. I just have never figured that out. You have to slice them open and put some nice cherry jam on them or something like that, or some peach jam is another favorite. Oh boy. Next thing you know, there's four or five of them are gone. You're thinking, well, that's so much for that. But Mom had a bunch of favorite recipes to go back, some even before I was, well, that tea biscuit recipes went back right back into the 20s, into the 1920s, is how old that thing's been around. But Marge has a couple of great recipes, but they're not written down on paper. She comes from Pittsburgh. She's got a little bit of Italian in her, and she makes the best spaghetti sauce you can imagine. Oh, I have never had anything like it anywhere. So, the lasagna, oh, my goodness, to die for. Okay, I'm going to buy myself a short nickel here. The other favorite, which hasn't been written down to the best of my knowledge either, is a recipe we call beef burgundy. Chopped up cubes of nice steak in little 1-inch cubes, and sautéed in a pan, fry pan with a few other ingredients, and then make up a burgundy wine sauce, and that meat is simmered in a burgundy wine sauce for pretty well most of the day, and then it makes a nice thick brown gravy with it that's already built in there, and you spoon that over some hot noodles. Oh man, boy oh boy, make me hungry just thinking about it. And I just had supper too. Wow, boy oh boy. Anyway, enough of my torturing people with all this nonsense. Kathy, thanks to hear everybody, and we'll be. I'm still thinking of Mr. Scotland there, wondering how the boat is going over there. We'll be anxiously looking forward to see how that goes in the morning. No, I'm not Scotch, and I hope they separate. That's my thinking anyway. Back to Ned, V3MEW.
Well, thank you for sharing, Bill. And actually, I want you and Marge to come up with recipes for me, spaghetti sauce. You know, Gordon loves spaghetti, and it would be nice to have a homemade sauce, and I don't usually do that. I do it out of a bottle, so that would be a great one for us. The lasagna, haven't had that in a long time. He'd probably love that, too. Beef burgundy, he's a beef person, steaks. You know, he'd love that recipe, and he likes big noodles. So you gotta somehow think of this recipe, write it down, and send it my direction so I can add it to my book of recipes. But I remember some of them that you had, and that was actually your mother. I think they were some cakes, and they're actually on the website. So anything that was sent to me, anything that was part of the Dining with South Cars, I've actually sent to Gordon. He's put on the website, so those recipes are there. But think about that, Bill. The spaghetti sauce and the lasagna and the beef burgundy would be great for us to add to our menu. Actually, I was going to have spaghetti on tomorrow. So if you can think of that, send that my direction. I'd love to hear it. 1 degree, that has to be Celsius. That can't be Fahrenheit. But I'll throw it back to you so you can let me know. It is 1 degree Fahrenheit, sort of something like about 30 degrees. And that's cold for me. but it's not cold for you guys. So how about that, Bill? What's is that centigrade or Fahrenheit?
Okay, well, actually, when it comes to the temperature of freezing, it really doesn't make a whole lot of difference between the two. 32 degrees Fahrenheit is freezing, as you know. That's when ice starts to form. And somewhere between 1 and 0 degrees centigrade is when ice starts to form again. So let's put it this way, dear lady. By the time you get down to 1 degree centigrade, it really doesn't matter what you call it after that. It's just plain freaking cold. That's all there is to it. So, yeah, I'm thinking about, I can't get that, no, I got that beef burgundy thing stuck in my brain. I'm thinking about how nice that meat that dissolves in your mouth, those cubes, and oh, they are so good. Whoa, unbelievable. It's really nice if you have it just with me and Marge and don't have to share it with anybody. That's really, but we have company, oh, dear me. The sauce simmers all day, and same with the spaghetti sauce. The sauce simmers all day. Make it up early in the morning, and it cooks all day, you know, on the stove there, and oh, boy, it just melts in your mouth like you wouldn't believe. And all the cheeses she puts in the lasagna, ricotta cheese, and oh, goodness. I'm just thinking about it in my mind, and I'm remembering what it tastes like, and my mouth is getting all salivated here, and I'm salivating. How's that for a word? I'll see what I can do for you. So, like I say, we had the original beef burgundy recipe written down out of a magazine, actually a French magazine, and had it translated. It come from Quebec, apparently, and we had it translated into English, and then we had it on paper for a long while, and then we lost it. But Marge remembers how to make it. And as far as the spaghetti recipe, well, it'll be quite a job, but I'll see if I can get her to recite it to me, what she puts in there, and the approximate quantities, and write it down for you, and see what we can do. Ah, my goodness. Okay. I think that's about it for me at the moment. So back to you, V3MEW.
Well, Bill, I don't want to put you both through too much trouble, but it would sure be nice to have a homemade sauce. And so in your leisure, the two of you can, she can recite to you, and you can type or write down, and you'll send it my direction. And we'll just try that. But you're making, I'm sure you're making Gordon very, very hungry, because he hasn't eaten yet this evening. So when I got home from school, Bill, I've decided to take on an extra job. I'm teaching online through our virtual school, along with the two other jobs I have. So when I got home, I had to contact a student, and then I had to get ready for the net. And he hasn't eaten yet, so I'm sure he is starving, and you're making him very hungry. So with that, thank to those who have connected and those who have talked about recipes. I'm going to, at this point, throw it out there to anyone at this point who'd like to share. I don't see anybody who sent recipes besides those I have talked to, but we sure want to hear from you. Do you have a favorite recipe you'd like to share with us? Do you want to just say hi to us this evening? This is the Thursday Informational Net, and this is Kilo 6 Sierra United November as your net control. My backup is KC2RMO, who is now back. He said on his regular machine, but Gary, you sounded fine on your iPad. So I'm going to throw it out there and see if we have anyone who'd like to come aboard, say hi to us, or share some recipes. And if you're from the cold north, Gordon and I ask that you keep the cold up there. Don't send it our direction, because we don't want to see those 20s and 30s. So how about some check-ins? Please come aboard.
Not the Chilliplanes. This is KC2RMO.
I'll reject.
H.
All right. At this point, I have RMO, LVQ, and JDH. How about anybody else? And I'll add you to the list. But thank you guys for coming aboard. Hopefully you're having some kind of fun tonight. But remember, like I said, all of the recipes that we've come up with are on the website. But we'd sure like to add some to our, at least Gordon and my list of new recipes. So is there anybody else who'd like to come aboard? If so, we just ask you to come aboard with your suffix.
Victor X-ray Papa.
All All right, I guess I'll pick up these four gentlemen and see what they have to share with us this evening. And Rick, I know that you went to Pennsylvania, so maybe you have some things you'd like to share with us about that. So I have RMO, my backup. I have LVQ, if it's okay with everyone, I'm going to pick up LVQ first, JDH, and then VXP. So I'm going to go away from my list, but Mr. Robert, it's getting late over there. It's got to be close to 1 a.m., but we appreciate you being here. So I want to pick you up first so you can go hit that four poster and do let us know about that vote. Really curious about it. And send to either Gordon or I an email or both of us. So, MM3LVQ, I'm going to ask that you come aboard first.
Well, thanks, Cass. You didn't need to. I could have sat here. No matter, I'm not busy watching the election at the present moment. And the turnout for the whole of Scotland is sitting at between 85% to 98% turnout. I've just noticed a wee bit on the newscasters that there has been somebody trying to do fraud in the ballot, as usual. It always happens. It's a police investigation. They know where it's come from, and that's what it is. But the turnout for Renfrewshire alone is 117,698. That's a turnout for the Renfrewshire area only. That's my own area, which is quite a big turnout. Now, the other thing was, these got trouble with ants. We have ants over here as well, but I don't think they bite as much as what yours does. Now, I have a wee recipe in my computer for them, which is bicarbonate of soda, sugar, and milk, which you make into a paste. Put it onto the ground with, you know how ants like sugar, and whatever, but apparently ants can't pass wind. So what it actually does, when they've ate it, they take it back to their nest, they feed it to their young, they can't pass wind, so it blows them up. I know it works over here because I've tried it. We've got, in our paths, we've got what they call concrete slabs. And they're always under there. So all I do is I put a wee drop of this mixture down on the slabs. And before you know it, I've hardly got any ants. QSL?
Well, thank you, Robert. I got the sugar and the milk. What was the other thing? That may be a good idea, and I'll share that mosquito thing with everyone, because that involves the same thing. It involves sugar, but it involves yeast, too. Sugar and milk. What was the other ingredient, Robert?
Bicarbonate of soda. Understand?
Yes, I got that, and I think that is baking soda. You know, when I used to get bit by a wasp or a bee, you'd make that paste, just like you're talking about, with the baking soda and put on it, and it did help. You know, I've not thought of doing that with these ants on my feet. Maybe I'll try that. I did some Neosporin. Haven't looked at it, but they blistered up pretty fast. Three ants made four blisters. But fortunately, it's just on my foot. It's not up my leg like it was before. So I caught them before I got too many of them. But, you know, I'm going to try that and see if that actually does help. And I think you're probably right, because that probably does help. It takes away the sting, maybe takes down the swelling. I remember last time this happened, my whole leg swelled up and my ankle. I couldn't walk. And they tell you to use Benadryl. And Benadryl has quite a reaction to me. So unless it's liquid, that's not going to help. So thank you, Robert. And hopefully you'll let us know about the vote. I'm really interested about it and very concerned about it. But, you know, There's divided thoughts over there, and we'd like to hear what exactly happens. And we'll probably hear it on the news, but we'd like to hear it from you. Do you have any other comments you'd like to make, Robert, before I think it's time you go to bed?
No, not really, Kaka. This is not an ointment, Kath. This is for feeding the ants, which gets rid of them. As I said, they cannot pass wind. I don't know how I found that out, but the recipe was handed to me, and it showed you a small tin plate, or a plate, or something with this mixture on it, and the ants eat it, take it back to their nest and feed it to their young. So the adult ant and the young ant does not survive. It just kills them off. And that's about it. It looks like it's going to be a busy night over here. According to what I'm, it's a record turnout of 98% turnout for the whole of Scotland. That's including the Orkney Islands and everything else. So it's quite a big turnout. Oh, we'll wait and see what happens in the morning. So I'm going to say goodnight to everybody. I'm going to go to, as you said, Cass, the four poster. And Gordon, it's still hasn't lost its flavour. I'll catch you all later on. This is Mike 3, Lima, Victor, Quebec, West Central Scotland. Bye-bye.
Good night, Robert, and thank you for sharing that tonight. And actually, I'll have to try that, too, maybe putting that down their hole. Who knows what'll happen. But that's pretty much good night, Robert. Have a great night, and thanks for being here. Hopefully, we'll talk again on Saturday. That mosquito device I told everyone about that NXI gave me, it was actually a pop bottle, a 2-liter pop bottle. You don't use the pop, so you empty the pop out. You divide that bottle, you know, cut off the top, and you heat up about 2 cups of water and put, I think it's a cup of brown sugar in that water, and put yeast on the top. And then you take the top of that 2-liter bottle, turn it the opposite way so that, you know, there's like a cup. You pour that liquid in, and those bugs go in the top of that. I haven't checked ours recently, but Gordon will tell you we have tons of bugs in them. I need to go back in there and put a new supply in there, but it does catch them. We don't have many mosquitoes, but it catches these little black things. It catches moths. It catches bees. So it may be something that you want to think about. And if you're interested in that site, I'll most definitely send it to you. So, Robert, have a great night. Thanks for being here, and thanks for your information. Let me pick up my backup, Mr. Gary, RMO, and see what additional information he'd like to share with us this evening.
All this talk about ants has got me thinking about that old cartoon with the ant and the aardvark. You know, you remember him? Listen, ant, I'm an ant, I'm an aardvark. An aardvark's eat ants, so you got to step right up here and be my dinner. You know, of course, the ant never really bought into that, but it was okay. But I remembered that. That was just made me think about this for whatever reason. But I did want to pass along, other than ants and aardvarks, there is one recipe that is not on the website yet, but perhaps through Gordon's graciousness, this will appear. I'll send him the link. But this is for something that's a really, really, really delicious treat. Creamy grape salad with candied walnuts. And it's really good. Hang on a second. I'll buy a nickel and tell you about it. And it's almost good for you, too. which is the best part. It really is good for you. This is how regular grape salads are loaded with sugars and fats, but this recipe is nice and healthy. And really, when you look what's in here, you've got a half cup of chopped walnuts, a little water, a tablespoon of light brown sugar, a pinch of salt. You use reduced fat sour cream and some honey and some Neufchâtel cheese and a little bit of vanilla extract and whole bunch of grapes, which are great for you. It goes on to tell you how to put this whole thing together and how to serve it. But I will tell you this: it didn't last long around here because I consumed all of it in a hurry. It was great. It really was good, and it's healthy for you. And that's the beauty of it is that there are healthy treats out there, and it's kind of nice when you can enjoy them. You know, so that's one of them anyway. So let's see if we can get that up on the website and get some more healthy snacking out there. So we'll go back to the net. This is KC2RMO. Going back to you, Kat.
Well, you know, Gary, I always like those type of salads. Walnuts, they're so darn expensive, though. But you forgot to add cranberries in. Dried cranberries, that would be good. But I'll definitely convince Gordon to get this on the website. He has tons of recipes out there. Everything that I had, I don't know, I think I had 29 pages. You have the script from tonight. So we had a lot of recipes that people shared with us from now and from the last time we did a recipe net. But I'm hoping he'll add this one. So, Gary, tell us. We haven't heard from you in a while. You and Stephanie. Stephanie's taking this doctoral course. You're in school. Do you ever get time to have a great meal, or is it just fast meals? But you were on a diet here. Not too long ago. How's that going? You don't have to tell us your weight. And some of this recipes tonight, things that you can have on that diet. So maybe you'd like to have that lovely wife in the background. I know she's there, third-party traffic, who was studying for that technician course, who now is probably busy, 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 and you as well with your courses. But maybe you'd like to share some additional information for those listening about what I just asked you, or maybe not. But I'll throw it back to you before I call on Mr. David out there, JDH, and Rick, DXP. So, Gary, any additional comments you'd like to share?
Okay, Kath. Well, you know, as far as the future Dr. Agnew, is working hard. She, you know, if she was James Brown, she'd be the hardest working man in show business. I'll tell you, she does. She's putting a lot of effort into this thing, and she's
something new.
Yep, and but she's doing a great job. She really is.
99.7.
Yep. So she was a little bit perturbed with that 99.7, but I've helped her through it, you know, so she's doing okay. So so she's having a busy but very productive time in school. I am enjoying the dickens out of being an Oswego Laker, the alma mater of Al Roker. I'm in the same curriculum that Al Roker is. I'm taking broadcasting and mass communications at SUNY Oswego, and I am really enjoying it so far. I'm only going part-time this semester, but the two classes that I am taking are just super. I'm taking a upper-level broadcast programming class and also a very interesting course in United States government, which is pretty cool. Actually, I'm enjoying that. So let me just buy a nickel. So that's keeping me busy too. Of course, working on the house and all the other crazy stuff that goes around here. It makes for a full day here too. So the question is, how do I fit all this in with eating well? Well, the thing is with the diet that I was on. And by the way, I did gain some weight back. Starting with when we went to Cleveland. The food was too good, you know, so it's like, but not that much, so it's okay, and really I've lost most of the most of the gain back. So I'm probably only gained back about 3 pounds or so. So doing really well with it. And basically what this whole diet is just, you know, setting a limit of no more than 2,000 calories a day, which is what you should have anyway. Trying to get below that, you know, if I do it at 1,500, that's good. But I don't lose any sleep if I'm up to 2,000, you know. Main thing is being active, is moving yourself, moving your butt, and just getting out there and just getting physically active. That makes a huge difference. And so, you know, just working around the house and, you know, when it's a slow day or whatever, I'll get on the treadmill, and that works. You know, 20 minutes on the treadmill is a worthwhile thing to do. So all those little things, anything you can do that makes it makes you active helps it all to happen. So getting your metabolism and eating up and eating good food, eating good healthy food most of the time. And you can still have the occasional not-so-healthy stuff, too. So it's everything in moderation and always everything with a little bit of thought, and everything's great. Lovely wife.
Yes, my darling.
Would you like to say hi to everybody since you're sitting over there? And
hello, everybody.
And that's some lovely third-party traffic from my lovely first-party wife. So with that, we'll go back to the net. This is KC2RMO. Back to you, Kath.
Well, thank you, Gary, for sharing that, keeping us up to date. And I know how you and Stephanie feel because, like you well know, I decided to take on that online teaching along with my other two jobs and South Cars. And there's times, you know, I'm wondering which day it is, but try to eat. But good news on, not so good news on Cleveland, I must say, but, you know, I won't go there, but, you know, Tigers are the best. You know, I must say that, Gary. You know, they never win a pennant lately, but, you know, they're still there. But I'm glad that you enjoyed your time in Cleveland, and I'm glad that both of you are doing so well and that you're enjoying the class, because I know the one before you weren't too thrilled with it. 99.97. That's pretty sad, Stephanie. That's, you know, you lost 3 percentage points, but congratulations on what you're doing, and hopefully you'll enjoy it, and hopefully it won't get too much for you, but I know what a doctoral class is like. It gets busier and busier, so hopefully you have that energy out there. So even though you think they rock, Gary, they're not as good as the Tigers, but we won't go there. So the next person I'm going to pick up is David, W3JDH. David, it's been a long, long time, and I know things in your household have greatly changed, animal-wise, family-wise, and we've missed having you on South Coast. But tonight we're going to talk about recipes. What would you like to share with us, and what is your location at this point? I'm not sure if it's Pennsylvania or Maryland, or maybe it's way out west. I think I've heard you say that your daughter lives in, I don't know if it's Iowa or not. But come aboard, share with us tonight, and thanks for being here. And South Cars greatly has missed you. So W3JDH, please come aboard.
Well, hi, Kathy. It is good to be back. Special hello to you and Gordon. I have been very, very busy this last few months, back and forth between the Maryland and the Pennsylvania homes, and a lot of maintenance up in Pennsylvania with sewer pipes and water pipes and issues down here at the house in Maryland, and leaking boards from a porch I put on 4 years ago that started to rot out on me. So been very, very busy with that. News from Iowa is that Daniel is going to have a little brother or sister come April, if things go well, and we're praying that they will. Kristen's had some difficulties in the past, but good news on that front. And I do have a recipe for you. I got it from when Kristen and Daniel were down here this summer, and we were cooking instead of going out and spending a lot of money. It's a crock pot slow cooker recipe. And it's basically six thick pork chops, and you put on top of that one can of cream of mushroom soup, one pack of ranch dry salad dressing mix, and one stick of Philadelphia cream cheese. And cook it for about 7 or 8 hours and mix it up every once in a while, and it is just delicious. I'm not too sure about the calories from the standpoint of Gary. I'm sure that a couple platefuls of that would have easily get you to 2,000 calories if you had a maybe a roll and butter with it and some ice cream for dessert. But good to be back on board. I'm glad everybody's still here, and it was so nice to hear the friendly voices from Echolink. I am going to let this be a one-timer here. I've been watching diligently the Roosevelts on the PBS this week, and it's just started, so I'm going to say goodbye, and 7-3s to all, and it's good to hear your voices again. Back to you, Kathy, K6XUN, W3JDH.
Well, David, before you go, I thank you for the update on the family and Daniel and the new brother or sister. Hope it goes well, because I know there's been problems in the past, but hopefully Daniel's doing quite well. I remember that, and South Cars remembers that from quite some time ago. So he's got to be getting up there, probably ready to start school. I have your recipe, crock pot. Six pork chops, cream of mushroom soup, ranch dry salad dressing, and a stick of Philly cream cheese. I'll actually have to try that. But you may want to send that to me if there's anything additional to that that I haven't caught, because, you know, I'm not sure. I don't use the crock pot that often, but once in a while I like to use it. So thanks for being here, David. Wish the family well, and hopefully some of those repairs will be in the past, and hopefully some of that cool weather, and hopefully you'll join us a little more often so we can hear you. But thank you for being here tonight. Enjoy the Roosevelts, and enjoy your evening as well. So I'll break with you, and I'll pick up Mr. Rick, N1VXP, up there in Ohio. I know you went to Pennsylvania, I believe, Rick. How was your visit? You like to cook, I believe, so maybe you have some extra recipes for us, ones you'd like us to share with everyone. So how about coming aboard? Tell us how things are in Ohio. I understand it's getting cool up there. And South Cars, especially Gordon and I, ask you to keep the cool up there. But come aboard. Share with us this evening. N1VXP from Kilo 6 Sierra United November, come aboard.
This is N1VXP, Rick in Chillicothe, Ohio. Actually, it hasn't been really that cool. Of course, while I was on the trip, I found that they did experience a low of 40 degrees. But in the meantime, the lows have been mid to upper 40s. Of course, the highs have been... the other day we had a high of 63 or 64, but other than that, it's been up in the 70s, quite comfortable. In fact, it even got up to 78 today, so not quite as cold as north, but still not too bad. Yeah, the trip was fun. Of course, too many activities and not enough time. Of course, our weekend activities didn't really start till 9 o'clock in the morning on Friday. I arrived there on Thursday evening, or Thursday afternoon. So I had a whole day, or afternoon, evening, to kind of just unwind and get ready for what I knew was going to be quite a busy weekend. Had the experience of one of my other, I call him my classmates that... he graduated the year after I did, but he was in the same student home that I was in. And we got invited on a Friday morning to one of the students' homes that we had stayed in for breakfast. let me drop for a second. Of course, I told him, I says, you know, hey, you do the driving, and I'll be the one to come along with you. And we got to the student home. It was about 5:45 in the morning. The house parent was not too pleased that we came so early, but we said, hey, we were invited to breakfast. We know that breakfast starts at 7, but, you know, the students have to get up at 6 and get ready for the day. So we found out that one of the food items, which really brought back a lot of memories, was an item called a bullseye, which is a slice of bread, buttered on, normally it's buttered on both sides, and a small juice glass cutting a hole in the center. The bread was put in a skillet to fry, and the egg dropped in the middle, and it would brown up the bread nice. And as soon as it was, I would say not dark brown, but it was lightly golden brown, you flip it over and cook the other side. According to the recipes I've seen, they say that you're supposed to brown the bread on one side, flip it over, and drop the egg and cook it the final step. But we always did the one side brown, and as soon as we put the bread in the pan, break the egg, and it worked out nice because part of the egg white would actually seep underneath the edge and cook as well. And you know, we thought, well, that'd be a good idea. Let me drop one more second. But I came up with something a little different. I said to the housemaid, I said, can we change that recipe a little bit? And she's like, why? I said, well, let's try something different. So what I did was I told the students, I said, we're going to change the recipe, and I think you're going to like this. It might be a little different, but you'll quite enjoy it quite well. Take the bread and only butter the one side. Cut the hole and put the bread on in the pan. Break the egg and just cook it until it's the one side is done. I knew that the house parents, or the as far as the food items they had, they always had some Parmesan cheese. And I said, well, let's sprinkle a little bit of that on the top as soon as you break the egg. And, you know, once it's done on the one side, don't flip it over. Just leave it that side and carefully take it out. They'd always cook up a, oh, they had to cook up at least 24 of these. And they always put them in the oven on a cookie sheet to stay warm. And I said, well, this way, the sprinkled Parmesan cheese on the top will slightly melt with the on the egg, and it might be different. By the way, the center that's cut out is buttered on both sides, and that in turn is fried, and that's what you use to dip the egg into the egg and enjoy the bread. Let me drop one more second. So we end up having that for breakfast, and I got a kind of like a standing ovation. Everybody enjoyed it. They said, we have got a new recipe. So I said, well, there's always a day for something new. And, you know, I enjoyed it. I thought it was great. I said, hey, you know, we can always change things. Recipes, I don't really think of recipes as, like you say, set in stone. Always variations that can be done. And we never think of recipes. We think of formulas for different food items because there's a set rule, a set amount, and it's kind of like if you think of a formula for making anything, it's easy to remember it, and I enjoy food. Speaking of mosquitoes, well, this past summer, we have had really a strange mosquito situation. We have the normal ones that you can see, and then we have the invisible ones. And it seemed like the normal ones, as soon as they landed, right away, they got you. I mean, it was like you didn't even have a second to kind of shoo them off. We also had the invisible ones. And they were so small, and you only knew you got hit with them once you saw the little blister. And these, both mosquitoes this year, ended up being not only evening or morning, but also daytime. They just seemed to be, no matter what time of the day, they would, you get out in the yard, and next thing you know, you got these blisters all over. All right, timed out. They never seemed to pick on a certain time of day. They were just there day and night, and very aggressive. I mean, it was like you don't get a chance to shoo them off. As soon as they land on you, they got you. So, quite a thing about mosquitoes and remedies for relief. I've tried several, and I found that the one that has the aloe in it seems to be one that does the best relief. Cortisone in it, but the aloe seems to be quite an ease on the pain relief. Always enjoy food. You're making me so hungry, I'm tempted to go back out, but I'm like, nope. My willpower is saying, you had enough today. You don't need any more. Wait till tomorrow. N1TXP back to net control.
All right. Thank you, Rick. You know, I was listening to your recipe, but the egg and the bread, sure like you to send that yours to me. So, you know, we can maybe get that on the website. But, you know, you exceeded your time, but very short time. Mosquitoes. You know, we live on the canal, Gordon and I. I don't know if I've seen any mosquitoes. I think they spray for them. Here in Florida, they pretty much in the different areas they spray. I think they have a canal boat. I'm not sure about that, but that goes down and spray. But you know, it's not mosquitoes. We have what's called no-see-ums down here. They're little black flies that you can't see. That if you leave your screen open, they come straight through, and they bite. We have those red ants, which I don't think are up north. They're so tiny. I think they're, I don't know, a 16th of an inch. You can barely see them, but you sure can feel them. We do have the gators, you know. But as far as bugs, and maybe Gordon's back that he can come aboard, but, you know, the only ones I've seen out here, you know, there's some moths and some flies. I'm not sure if he's been bitten by anything, but maybe he'd like to share that. But I haven't seen any mosquitoes, Rick, so maybe our spray down here has helped. I know up in Vero they had a plane that came down and sprayed. So it's something down here in Florida. Thank you for sharing that, but send us that recipe if you can, either Gordon, South Cars, or myself, so we can add it. So actually, I think that is the pretty much the end of the list I have. I'm going to throw it out there. This has been a great session. I've enjoyed it. We haven't gone over many of our recipes out there. There's many on the website, so we ask that you check them out. But let's see if we have any final check-ins this evening that would like to come aboard, give us some ideas on recipes, say hello to us, tell us about those bugs in your area, your weather. And I think Gary wants to talk about something, Lombardy, I guess. So let's ask for some final check-ins. This is Kilo 6 Sierra United November, your TIN for this Thursday evening about recipes. Let's see who we have for some final check-ins.
RMO making it official.
W3MEW.
Make it official again.
I haven't.
Are you sure it's official?
I think it's official. Did we lose it?
I don't know. Is it muted?
There you go, Gary. You had the rope tied. 6-victor, Kathy, over.
Well, that was funny guys up there in Syracuse. You were still keyed up, and we were hearing that whole conversation, but that was funny. So I have, I believe, and I've sort of lost it here, I think, and I'm not sure, but I think I had MEW, I had Six Victor, I had RMO. Am I correct there? Do I have anyone else? And if I am wrong, let me know. But anyone else would like to be added as the final check-ins?
VXP.
All right, I think I have it. I have MEW, Six Victor, RMO, and VXP. And RMO, I have you twice, so I'll only call on you once, so however. So let's start with you, Bill, VE3MEW. I want to once again thank you for being here tonight, and I look forward to those recipes if you can send them. If you can't, that's okay. But we appreciate you being here and sharing your time with us this evening. VE3MEW, what's your final comments?
Yeah, this is VE3MEW. Okay, Kathy, well, I almost fell asleep in the living room chair after the news there, and it dawned on me in time, the tin. Oh, I know what I got to do. So I scrambled right in here. But, you know, you talk about mosquitoes. The only small things we have up here, and they don't usually come down into the city area as much. They're a little further north. There's black flies. Black flies can really wreck your day in a hurry if you get into a cloud of them. But the thing they have with mosquitoes here, they're quite visible. They're big. They're really, really big. they do tend to spray, and they do tend to try to warn you not to try and get bit by them if possible, because we have the thing that spreads around up here. It's called West Nile virus. And every year there's a number of people get sick by it. I haven't kept track of how many people might have perished from it, but there's been the odd person. It's not something to fool around with. Every year it puts a number of people in the hospital for sure. But speaking about diet and food and all that good stuff, I got to tell Gary that sometime in May, I happened to weigh myself, and I was amazed to see the scale go to 220 pounds. Whoa, this is really bad. This is not good. What the heck can I do about that? And I wasn't about inclined to get into some real serious diet or anything like that. So I, based on what my wife said, and she's a diabetic, as you know, severe diabetic, based on what she said, I decided to cut my sugar intake in half. That meant no more daily Cokes and ginger ales. That meant instead of 2 spoonfuls of sugar in my coffee in the morning, only 1, and so on and so forth. And I checked myself on the scale here last week, and I'm down to 204 pounds. Starting to feel a lot more comfortable. So just by cutting my sugar intake in half, believe it or not, I have managed to lose about 14 or 15 pounds since back in May. And I didn't even notice it. Okay, at first a little bit of discomfort for the first day or so, but once you get used to your coffee tasting a little different, it was fine. No big deal after that. And we did have an interesting conversation, Marge and I, though, here one day. We had something and then going to eat it, and we were talking about, well, that's going to really put the sugar in the pound on me. She says, well, she says, as you know, you really don't know how much longer you have. And I thought about that for a minute. What a statement for her to make. I'm going to buy a nickel here. So I thought, what a statement for her to make. You really don't know how much longer you got. And then it dawned on me. Yeah, maybe I don't have that much longer. So maybe I should enjoy it while I can. Give me that second lemon bar. Here we go. So I think that's about all I have for tonight. Been a pleasure chatting with you. And wish you guys all the best. Everybody on net. 73, and we'll catch you all again. VE3MEW.
Well, Bill, before you leave, you know, that was a funny comment about how long you have. But we never know that. But I really thought about going, you know, on a diet, but I don't have sugar. I don't eat sugar in the coffee any longer. I don't put that. I put creamer. But mine may be inactivity, you know. I'm on the go all the time at school, but you don't ride the bike like I used to. I don't walk like I used to. I don't probably have that much activity. But I don't eat that much either, so, you know, I think it's inactivity. But when you talk about the black flies, yes, those are in that container of ours as well. But we have what, you know, they're black flies, those little seams, they're little black flies. But when you talk about the mosquitoes, you know, Florida's about the only state that I know with a cat that they have to be licensed. You know, never had to do this in Michigan. So they're licensed. And they actually want you to give them heartworm and, you know, of course, the flea medicine. I've never done that with Cuddles. But she's losing hair, and they figure maybe that's something with the heartworm or the fleas or something. So actually, this is the first experience I've had with a cat and heartworm. So, Bill, thank you for being here. Glad you lost that weight. And you'll be around for a long time. Tell Marge that. Have a great evening. Thanks for being here. Hopefully we'll talk again real, real soon. But we appreciate your comments this evening. I'm going to sort of skip over you, RMO, because you were in there twice. I'm going to pick up Six Victor. We haven't heard him tonight. Hopefully he's doing well and not coughing too much. We'd like to hear some of his comments that he'd like to share with us. So I'm going to pick up him first. Actually, he's only about 15 feet away. And actually, hopefully he'll talk long enough so I can go down the hall. So KY6D, my dear Gordon, how about coming aboard? No.
Well, I calculate that at about 10 feet. And you whistle when you come back from down the hall, and we'll see what happens. Just a great program here tonight, Kathy and everybody. I've got four computers that are recording this. There's a fifth in the house that's doing it also, and that's Kathy. So we're going to have this cornered all the way around so that we can put it on the website here and hopefully post it sometime tomorrow. Bill, good evening to you up there in Canada, sir. I was 220 pounds when I met Kathy. I'm now 182 pounds. I was a guy that ate an awful lot of ice cream when I was batching. Ate an awful lot of pizza when I was batching. Just didn't eat right at all. Well, Kathy just, you know, turned that all around. She says, now, here's the nutrition you need. This is what we're going to have tonight. And I'm here to say that I'm a proud 182 pounds. Let me buy a nickel here for a moment. Rick, the no-see-ums that Kathy was talking about, these bugs that come down and bite the heck out of you and you can't swat them, you know, you can't see them, you can't swat them. There's something that's really viable down here in Florida. I want to tell you a quick story about buttering the bread on both sides. Let me buy a nickel. My grandfather on my mother's side, Rick, was born and raised in Nova Scotia. When he was about, as I understand the story, about 6 years old, he got in a grand argument with his mother and father because he wanted to butter his bread on both sides, and they said that's not the way it's done. So he ran away from home. He stowed aboard a freighter leaving out of Nova Scotia, ended up in the Hawaiian Islands. Never came home, Rick. Had 10 kids. Did great. He was a park ranger at the volcano down there in the islands. My mother was one of the kids, and that's that story. Let me buy another nickel. As far as bee stings, I want to say to you on your earlier comment, Kathy, you know, I spent a lot of time living down in the Miami area, and recall the story very vividly. I was out on the back porch of the house talking on the local repeater to a good friend of mine who was half Cherokee. And I was doing that on my handheld, and all of a sudden I got stung right between the eyes by a bee. And he came back to me immediately. He says, Gordon, he says, grab a cigarette. Tear that cigarette in half. Pull the tobacco out of it. Stick it in your mouth. Get it moist. And then put that moist tobacco on top of the sting, and it will pull the stinger out. And Kathy, it worked. Are you back from down the hall? Yeah, I see you over there 10 feet away. KY6V back to Ned. Over.
All right. Thank you, Gordon, for all those comments. Yeah, I'm back. I think I'm back anyways. We didn't go over many of the recipes we have, but they're all there on the website. We talked anything on the website from sweets. I don't think that, Gordon, there was any steaks on there. We should have put one of your steak recipes on it. But we did, you know, I think chicken wings. We did soups. We did desserts. So they're all there. But we ask that each and every one of you, if you have any that you're, think of your favorites, to send them to us. Whether we get them on the net. But I would sure like to enjoy them. So I really want to thank those who need to leave for being here tonight, for sharing your comments. You know, I think I have two other people before I ask for some final comments, because this is a net that, you know, I didn't think would go this long and would be this fun. So, Mr. RMO, you're going to talk to us about Lombardi, I believe, and maybe something else, but hopefully you have some great comments for us this evening, and hopefully all is going well. And I will tell you, those things that you ordered from me a long time ago may be coming shortly, so I'll keep you posted. So, Mr. Gary, KC2RMO, Assistant Net Manager, my backup, thanks for being here and come aboard.
Well, thank you, ma'am. Let me give you a round of applause. It's such good news to hear. Yeah, when they get here, they get here. That's going to be great, though. And thank you. Thank you for persevering with that. That's great. Lombardi's. I wanted to, you know, when the subject comes to food and Italian food and authentic Italian food, there's only one name that comes to my little old mind, and that's Lombardi's up on Syracuse's historic north side. And if you say anything other than north, you are not being authentic. So, but up on the north side is the most wonderful Italian grocery on the planet. It's been up there for, I don't know, 50, 60 years. And they have incredible food that, you know, doesn't exist anywhere other than Italy. But one thing they do better than anybody else on the planet is they make their own raviolis and they freeze them. Let me just buy a nickel, and I think I'm getting what Gordon has. There, that's better. And they have, I like to go up there and get these frozen raviolis because they're addictive. They really are. And as soon as I can get some dry ice, I'm going to send you guys a bag of Lombardi's raviolis because, you know, Gordon's a big fan of Italian food, and Kath, I know you like good food, and this is great stuff. And what I would recommend doing is, believe it or not, get yourself a jar of Aldi's marinara sauce, okay, and you serve it with these Lombardi's raviolis, get yourself some nice bread, and you say, that's molto bene. Assassino Bono, and you're gonna like it. You're gonna like it a lot. So watch the mail for something containing dry ice and ravioli. Now, at issue here is the Cleveland Indians. Okay, they may not make it this year, but they still rock. And I really do. I mean, the way I see it, it's probably gonna, the series is gonna be Washington and Detroit. And Detroit's pretty much unstoppable. I think they're going to win this year. But, you know, There's always next year. Indians are a great team, got a great manager, and they're just very cool. And so they got my vote for next year. And as far as ants go, the worst ant of all was Adam. And if you know, for those fans of bad 80s music, you'll certainly know what I'm talking about. And with that said, we're going back to the net. This is KC2RMO.
Well, Gary, we've missed your humor on the nets. Been a long time. And I will emphasize that to everyone. You know, we have Saturday evening general rag chews, Sunday evening general rag chews, and no one ever comes aboard and talks about some things like we're talking about tonight. So remember, we're always there. Maybe I'm not there. Maybe Gordon's not there. But, you know, it's always open for just some general things to talk about. So put that on your calendar. And Gary, thanks so much. You know, I hopefully down here in Florida, I can't catch much of the Tigers games because unless they get in, you know, when they get into the World Series or the playoffs, we can't get it down here. But I knew that night that the Indians and the Tigers were playing, so I brought it up on the internet. But I miss watching that. It's something my dad and I always did. And I lost my dad in 92. It's something we always did was watch the Tiger games. And I actually had hoped to be a secretary with the Detroit Tigers. So I was very involved with it, Gary, very young. And so they always seem to get into the playoffs and the World Series, but they don't win the World Series. So it's about the time that they're due. I think the last time was 84. That's a long time ago. So with that, I have one more person on the list, and I hope a lot of you won't go away in case you want to come back aboard. But I'm going to pick up VXP. And when VXP, he asked for a final check-in. Let's see what he wants to talk about tonight. Hopefully, Rick, you've enjoyed the session tonight. I sure have, and I'm sure others have. We haven't talked about much with recipes, but we've had a general conversation. Remember, those recipes are on our website. So with that, N1VXP, Mr. Rick, we ask you to come aboard. Share your final comments.
This is N1VXP. Forgot to mention, Friday night we had our 45th anniversary dinner slant party, and we were at an Italian restaurant. It was funny because the name of the restaurant, even though it was Italian, was a different name when I was in school there. And they sold it off to another Italian family who's been pretty well known in the town. And you talk about Italian food that was something you just didn't want to miss out on. And we had so much food that was not typically what you would find in a regular Italian restaurant, but more or less what you'd find in a Italian family. Very enjoyable. And I said to myself, now I know on Thursday evening, next year when I go for the long weekend, I usually leave on a Thursday, arrive at my destination on Thursday night, and don't depart from there until Monday, even though it all finishes up Monday, Sunday afternoon. I always like to take an extra bit of time to relax, unwind, and do the traveling. Makes it much easier. I forgot to mention the mosquitoes. They had actually announced that the mosquito actually mutating into a vicious, wild insect. And it seemed to be quite true with the way they were. Drop a second. You know, they were quite the thing. Like I say, no matter what time of day, they were out there going after people. And usually between, I would say, maybe 4 in the afternoon and 6, you could see them out there swarming around. And you just didn't want to be out there because Being so many of them, you had to watch yourself. But it was funny, you never knew they were going to bite you until you felt it. You get a nice big blister, and you say, okay, time to put the little pain reliever on. And I would say maybe one in five didn't seem to, relief did not seem to work, but it's still quite painful. But it was funny. When I went to New Jersey back in August, I left and there was all the mosquitoes were really bothering. I got to the Jersey Shore and I didn't have one mosquito. Of course, we had the black flies, which tend to bite. But they weren't quite so bad. I guess maybe it was the wind direction and also the fact that it was coming off the land, going out to sea. Kind of a wind out of the west, and it didn't bother leaving the flies a chance to really bother us. I came back into the mosquitoes, and when I went to Pennsylvania, none, not one mosquito bite at all. I was like, okay, maybe this cold weather has pretty well wiped them out, but I enjoyed it. And I came back. I noticed that all the mosquitoes are gone. So maybe the 40-degree temperature did do something to them. And 1TXP back to net control.
Well, Rick, you're probably right with the temperature. Not sure about that. A lot of times it does get rid of those bugs. You know, something we have in Florida is called those love bugs. We usually have them in May. I didn't see too many of those this year. We've had some very hot temperatures, so I'm not sure if they're back or not. So, you know, I want to thank everyone for being here tonight. It's been a grand session. We've talked about recipes. We've talked about bugs. We've talked about weather. But it's been fun. I've enjoyed it. And I want to throw it out there to anyone who would like to make any final comments. We've got conversations in the text box about baseball. Baseball should be ending, usually ends. Football starts, and there's been a lot of conversation about football. So hopefully you'll continue watching those games, and we'll see how things go. But are there any final check-ins who would like to come aboard? And we're going to actually start to close here, and I'm going to ask Gordon if he's okay to please close it for me. But before I do, I really want to go over the schedule with everyone this week. But are there any final check-ins for this evening's session on recipes? And hopefully you've enjoyed it. This is Kilo 6 Sierra United November, looking for those final check-ins.
Of course, that you are.
Right.
Hey, Gary, you're keying up again, Tiger. six Victor on a final for you, Kathy. Over.
All right, thank you, Gordon. And yeah, that was funny with Gary. I would like you to close. Yes. But I'd also like you to tell them a little bit about what you put on the website, if you can, and also to remind them of the schedule coming up. Hopefully you enjoyed, and you, I'll go out and make some dinner so you can eat. But I've enjoyed doing it this evening, and hopefully we'll do it again soon. So, Gordon, over to you from Kilo 6 Sierra United November.
Oh, I'd be happy to do that. Let me see what Gary's got on his mind first. Make lots of dinner after this get-together tonight. I am absolutely famished. Gary, I don't know. Have you got a stuck PTT up there or what, sir? KY6V, go ahead.
Well, I don't really know what's going on with this thing. At first, it started out like a Time Warner night, you know, with a connection. But it just seems to be hanging, and I'm not really sure what's going on with that. I've never seen that happen before. So, I think what I'm going to have to do is reload the software, and I think we've got something funky with it, and we'll start with a fresh copy, and hopefully that'll take care of everything. But I did want to say, hope your voice gets better, and wish you all a bon appetit, and we'll catch you all soon. Back to the net. This is KC2RMO.
Thanks, Gary. Well, I don't know what it is. A lot of phlegm's been being delivered here over the last few days, weeks. I don't know if it's an allergy or just what, but I guess we'll get down to the bottom of it when the time permits. Kathy, thank you for a great show here this evening. Kathy asked me, guys and gals, to participate in the preparation for the script this evening, and I will say that I learned an awful lot in the research that I had to do. Recipes are so subjective in the form of the cook and the eater, and it depends on heredity, you know, it depends on culture that you grew up in, what you like and what you don't like, and it's just hard to summarize. I did learn one interesting little tidbit, though, and that is that recipes are not only for food. Do you know that recipes are the actual word in the medical profession for the prescription that the doctor gives you for medication? And they call it the RX, Romeo X-ray prescription, but it is a recipe. It is a combination of the medication that they are recommending for you, as opposed to, you know, putting something in the pot and cooking it. So I found that very interesting. All right, anybody else out there for last minute? We are 52 minutes into the second hour. Isn't that grand? Before we close, KY6V for South Cars. Okay, that's a wrap, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for being here tonight. Please take a look at our website. The details of a lot. We just received a lot of recipes from people all around the world. I was very excited to see that. And you know, it got into you need a tablespoon of this and a teaspoon of that and half a cup of this and a cup of that and a pinch of this and a pinch of that, and a little bit too much to go in for a program like this evening, but it's all out there. So read through it. There may be something there that you really enjoy. Okay, this has been South Cars, the South Coast Amateur Radio Service. VOIP net schedules and general information may be found on the VOIP.SouthCars.com website. Your net control for this session has been Kathy, K6SUN, back up KC2RMO, saying 73s and closing the VOIP session for this evening. Thank you for your participation, and the net is now closed.